something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 4. I want to talk to you about this month of February. No man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. A soldier, think about that. A soldier. An important thing about a soldier is that no soldier ever fights for himself. A soldier never works alone. A soldier always belongs to an army. There's no such individual soldier. Every soldier belongs to an army. And so if he's telling you that you've been chosen to be a soldier, then he's letting you know you belong in an army. In God's army. So you don't walk alone. Remember that. Remember that. Now we say work. In Ghana, they say work. So that's what I mean, work alone. And I think in South Africa, they also say work. Work. So that's work. All right. Then there's another, the next verse, there's another word I want you to observe. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. This is remarkable. I'm going to read it again. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The word strive, as you see there, it's very important. Is a Greek athleo. Athleo is where the English derives athlete. When we talk about athletes and athletics, there's where they got that from, athleo. Something about this is what I want you to observe in Philippians chapter 1. We're reading from verse 27 into 28. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Did you notice that? Striving together. The word is synatleo. Synatleo. That is the Greek for it. Synatleo. It means contesting together on the same side. See, You are contending for something, but you are on the same side against the others. Like your wrestling partners. He tells us to be with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Say not little, contending together for the faith of the gospel. And the same team. So, this month of February, is the month of conglutination. Okay. A coalescence. You get it? Conglutination. It's like when broken bones are coming together. See, they come together and they grow together. Growing together, you coalesce together around a vision and move together. He says, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Be of one mind. Striving together for the faith of the gospel. It will bring forth a consolidation. And when we mass up together, our forces, nobody can beat us. No one can beat us. I've told you 1,000 times, when we work together, there's no force in the world that can beat us. There's none. There's no power on earth that can defeat us. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. We win all the time. We win all the time. Irrespective of the forces, irrespective of the adversaries. Makes no difference who they are and what they got. Doesn't matter who they defeated before, when they come to us, they fall. It says, the evil shall bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. They may have won all the time wherever they were, but not with us. Mm-mm. Once they decide against us, that's their doom. That's their fall. You're talking about, hey, read our history. Read our history. We've come a long way. Mm-hmm. Long, long ways, my friend. Our lineage, think about it. We've only known one thing, victory. There have been those who thought of annihilating the church. There have been those who even made the efforts. Our Bible tells us everything. This book cannot lie. We win only. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever, anything that's born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that triumphs over the world. Our faith. It's our faith. Not just faith by anybody. No, it's our faith. This faith in Christ Jesus. He told us to have no fears whatsoever. He says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. See, it was written already. And have overcome them. He says, you have overcome them. Not a promise. Look at it. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. It's not an effort. Our victory has been signed, sealed, and delivered. The scripture cannot be broken. And it says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Blessed be God. So this week we're going to be sharing quite a lot. We've got much to do along with our fasting, praying. You need to know God's plan. You need to know what's happening around the world. You need to know the direction of the Spirit. You need to know. And then also how to take actions. It's important for us to know what our role is and what his role is. He can be trusted to play his role. But we must play our role. Let me read you another verse. Psalm 33 and verse number 5. Can we read it from the New King James Version? Because I just want you to observe something. He loves righteousness and justice. Because in the King James Version, he uses the word judgment for justice. And sometimes people don't know when there's a difference, when it should be judgment and when it should be justice. So in that particular place, it should read justice. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now, same word that's translated goodness can refer to his loving kindness. But the synonym, the right synonym here in the context, the King James is accurate. To use the term goodness. It's translated several times, goodness. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. But this is not the experience of a lot of people. They don't experience the goodness of God in many places. Think about it. There's a lot of people who are homeless. They have no finances. No money to help themselves. Some are sick. There's a lot of poverty in the world. And so when you tell them that the earth is full of God's goodness, how can they believe? They can't trust that. They think that's not true. But it's true. And I've showed you how that poverty is man-made. Poverty is not from God. Poverty has nothing to do with the country where you live. It's got nothing to do with a geographical location. It's got all to do with human decisions. Decisions made that affect you. Decisions by other people that affect you. And also your own decisions. But there are times where you're not at the point to make such decisions that will affect your life, maybe as a kid. But when you grow up, you got to learn something. You got to realize that God doesn't want you to be a victim. Don't be a victim. Many are victims of the decisions of others. Refuse to be a victim. And there'll be a change. So poverty is man-made. Poverty is the works of men, not from God. And there are actions you can take and extricate yourself from the dominion of bad decisions, especially by others. So it doesn't matter where you live, what country you're from. Just remember that Christ has made ready for us another country. In Christ, you're not only free, you have an inheritance. An inheritance incorruptible. You have it, and you can enjoy it from now. And that's why we share the Word of God, so you can understand God's plan and walk in the light of it, and how you can bring such blessings to your environment, how you can bring the blessings to your family, to your city, to your state, to your country. Yes, you can. And this week, you're going to learn how. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how marvelous. DSA, can we do that? Oh, how marvelous. Let's sing to the Lord right now. Oh, how marvelous. Kora de gobondi gila aragaste tongo shalamantika. Sevra nila gros to practila gons in ai. Skejo farabaliges.
Strength to the powerful, you give wisdom to the wisest, you can do anything. Your name can be called on by anyone who believes and they'll be saved. You are greater than words can say. You are born King. Give wisdom, and you can do anything.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Leko bosanda rabaka satekelemaha. Li krasondo kobra digas kashile mangila hanga da dirosos dese. Levrodoska paradila gason shantekila mahades. Krakto barondo kobra digas kashila kovra sile mahandele het. Trakte kiso jese kira mahadilas. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Saja so prakabandelegis osa saramanigilahadegis. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.